You're listening to the All Systems Go podcast, the show that teaches you everything you need to know to put your business on autopilot. Learn how to deploy automated marketing and sales systems in your business the right way with your host, the professor of automation himself and founder of Automation Bridge, Chris Davis.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the All Systems Go podcast. Another episode, I should say, where we invite startup founders and digital marketers to discuss strategies and software to build automated marketing and sales systems that scale. I'm your host, Chris L. Davis, the founder of Automation Bridge. And on this episode, I have Tavleen Kaur with me. She is the marketing head at WooFunnels. And she co-founded Build WooFunnels in 2018 with her husband on a mission to serve WordPress users. So yes, WordPress users, you are in for a treat. At the time of founding the company, there weren't any sales funnel solutions built dedicated for WordPress and WooCommerce. So their one-click upsell solution helped increase their average order value. When I say they're the customers of their software, the average order value by pitching relevant offers. Remember, this is with WooCommerce. So you WooCommerce users out there that may be struggling a bit with the system, you have a potential solution. All right. They've now added a powerful automation engine called Autonomy, right? Autonomy. Yes. to their line of products. Right. So And the reason why is because they believe that a funnel is not just a series of pages, which it is not. It's more than that. It goes beyond that. Post-purchase follow-up, abandoned cart workflows, win-back campaigns, broadcast emails and SMS. You name it. It's in the system dedicated to WordPress users. Tavleen, welcome to the podcast. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for a very warm welcome. I'm really happy to be here.
Yes, yes. And just for context, everyone, we about a month ago of recording this podcast, maybe 2 months, time is flying. We featured in our marketing automation reports. These are monthly reports that we put out there to educate the space on tools that they should be looking at or be considering for building out their systems. And your platform was one of them that we were pleasantly surprised with, that handled everything for WooCommerce when you wanted to go beyond the built-in checkout experience. You had check order bumps, and you can customize the checkout pages. And then the bonus was, I said, wait a minute, they've got built-in marketing automation. So that's what brought our paths together. So Tavleen, give us a little bit. I know we talked about in the intro how you founded the company and the purpose behind that, but take us a few steps before that. What led up to you creating this software? Did you have a history of creating software? Did you have just kind of like stumbled upon it? How did you get to this point?
Wow. Okay. So that's a long story. But what happened was that in 2017, I was doing something else. Basically, I'm a journalist. I was reviewing cars. Like that is what I was doing. And my husband came to me and he said, he's got some idea for creating 7 triggers. And I was like, what triggers is he talking about? I just didn't get it. And so I thought maybe he wants me to put together a blog post or something. But it turned out that he wanted to actually build a software, and he wanted to write a marketing copy for it, and also be like marketed and make some video presentations, and then tell people how it works and all. So this was our first plugin built on top of WooCommerce. That was our starting point, and it still sells, but it's no longer that important for us. How you move on, and then you kind of create more mature products, and that's how the journey kind of goes on. So it was right now I look back, it was one of the most immature things that we did, but then it really helped us get a start in the plugin space. And that kind of put us on that the WordPress ecosystem. And before that, it was a different story. I was in a different industry, and my husband was actually in the service, on the service side of things, so helping people build web applications, websites, and all of that. So that's the kind of thing that he was into. But That kind of helped us get a head start. And then 2018 was the time when we actually launched OneClick Upsells, which is again, we were serving a lot of WooCommerce store owners by creating custom solutions for them and by creating custom checkout experiences for them, which were conversion optimized. And that time, you know, he was actually struck by this idea, or why not, create a plugin which can help them build checkout pages, which can help them build the OneClick Upsell, pages. Without having to rely on any of the custom services. So that is where it all really started from. And then, since then, there's been no looking back. So we created our OneClick Upsell solution. There was one product which was there at the time, which was doing OneClick Upselling, but it was very, very basic. Like there was no rule engine, there were no templates, nothing. Like it was a very bare basic, in a very bare basic form. So we kind of went in really deep and engineered a solution which was very, very close to literally like hiring a developer and getting a custom service done for you. So that's where it all started from.
Yeah, a lot of founders have a similar start where they were doing a certain thing, a custom solution for themselves or their clients, and then decided to take the software route to leverage and scale that, right?
Correct.
So we see that at play here. And what I want to use this podcast to talk about is the outcome of using a platform like yours, and how to build an automation system that every e-commerce seller needs. Okay. I'm all about foundations. So I've got a podcast episode that it's called The Significant Six, and it essentially outlines the foundational systems that every business needs in order to be successful in automating your business online. So I know you've seen so many e-commerce stores, so many e-commerce users and owners. So you have seen the consistency in what every single store, store, what system they need. So I wanted to give you the floor and just walk us through what are the components of that system and how does it work?
Sure. Wow. When it comes to e-commerce, I am literally surprised to see that, the e-commerce store owners like genuinely feel that lead generation is not for them. You know, people will come and they will browse and they will buy. But, you're not Amazon, you're not one of the big, the big stores. So it doesn't work like that. Like we are obviously dealing with, small business owners, small store owners who are still trying to build their brand. And so people don't just come and buy like that. And, that lead generation is something which is very underestimated. It's something which is underplayed. Like it's very hard to convince e-commerce store owners to kind of, start generating leads and then start marketing to them. So that's very important, and which is where, we come in. So with our funnel builder, you can create your opt-in pages. You could sort of give away something. Maybe you can create a dynamic coupon code for them. So once you have their name and email, you can send them a personalized coupon code saying that, here's a 10% off. And, it could be called like Chris save 10% or Chris save 10. So that's in your name. Or it could be something else, like something which maybe it could be, a cheat sheet or something like that, which is very well aligned with your physical products. And once you sort of have their email, that is where the journey begins. And then, you get your first sale and then sort of follow up. You check with them how their experience was of shopping with you. And I think, it's also very important to have that relationship going, because first sale is not where the journey stops. It's where the journey really begins. So you need to kind of sort of knock at their door again and ask them how their experience was. And then maybe even, tell them that, okay, this is what you bought. Now here is something which perfectly complements your purchase. And, here is something else. When you have a launch happening, you could just reach out to them saying that we're launching a new product and we are just informing a very few people who who we think that, you know, they would love it. And you are reaching out to them based on what they purchased on the past. It's not a blast email. Like, it's really based on that specific, insights that you have about them, because they purchased a particular product. They're highly likely to, you know, purchase the new launch that you have. So you could reach out to that segmented list of customers. So I think that's where, e-commerce store owners really need to sort of up level and rise to that and play that game, because money is really in segmentation, is in automated campaigns. It's not in blast and go kind of campaigns. So that's very important.
Yeah, and I'm starting to see the story unfold right before my very eyes, with you starting out the first version of the plugin being sales focused, right? Focused on WooCommerce, the cart experience, and you realize, wait a minute, there's this experience that precedes the sale called marketing. And people need to be equipped with the ability to market. So to your point, if somebody comes to the website, how do they offer a coupon code? Which, Tavleen, honestly, is pretty standard. I would be more surprised than not if I went to an e-commerce store today, and as I'm leaving, I didn't see a pop-up that said 10% off or something, 10% off your first purchase. I actually look for those things now. And if I go to a website and it comes up and I exit it because I don't know if I want to buy yet, and then I figure out, oh, wait a minute, I want to buy from them, I'll open the same website in an incognito, so it'll re-trigger that coupon code. Yeah. But this is again part of the marketing side. And how you guys were able to not just focus on sales. I'm not trying to speak for you, so feel free to correct me at any time, but not just focus on the sales experience, but also understand that there's this marketing experience that precedes the sale, that capture the email and be able to nurture. Tell me this, and what you all have seen across all of the accounts and the users, what has been the most effective means of that coupon? Have you seen most people, once they get that email with the coupon code, they do make a purchase, or is there some sort of nurture that you've seen required? What have you guys seen?
Yeah, I think nurture is always required. I mean, the sale never happens with the first email. So it's, it's really interesting. Where I had sort of interacted with a store, and they offered a coupon code. And, what they said was that this coupon code only lasts for 48 hours. And I knew it was built in WooCommerce. I checked that it was way before we came in. Okay. And it was built in WooCommerce. And they said that, it only lasts for 48 hours. And I was like, okay, this is amazing. And obviously, I did not buy in the 48 hours because I wanted to see, like, it was me wearing my experimenter hat and actually checking what happens. So I bought it, I think, three, four days later. And the coupon still worked. Okay, because there was it was just a way of creating urgency, and there was actually no real technology behind it. They had not really set up that real system wherein it would expire after 48 hours. But that's not the case when you're using Autonomy. Like, you can set an expiry of 48 hours or 72 hours, and then actually use that in your, in your marketing. When you are reaching out to them, you can tell them that this really expires after 72 hours, and then reach out to them again. This is your last offer. And what's interesting is that you don't have to do it site wide. Like, you can do that based on the items that they have in their cart. What items they have in their cart, they might be making a really high value purchase, and you might want to offer them 15%. Go ahead and do that. And if they're making a low value purchase, if they're buying a certain item in which you don't have a really good profit margin, then you might want to just offer them 5%. So you can sort of tailor that. It's like you set the system once and then kind of forget about it, and then it just rolls and helps you keep maximizing your profits and keep maximizing your conversions along the way.
Yeah, I want to highlight that feature you mentioned Autonomy has in the expiring coupon codes. I don't know who's listening to this. If you've ever tried to effectively pull off a coupon code dynamically, meaning somebody can opt in right now, then somebody can opt in 3 hours later, but that whatever that duration is relative to the time that they opted in that coupon goes away. Most people, to your point, Tavleen, they just say, hey, here's your 24-hour coupon. You use it 36 hours later and it works. You know, so it's there's some urgency for those who are scared to test the system. But if you test the system, you realize that it will break. But what you're saying is, and I wanted to clarify in Autonomy, that you guys have the ability to make that dynamic expiration code based on not just the opt-in, but the actual product as well.
Yeah. So like if let's say somebody abandons a card. Then you can actually set up an automation in a way that the event is the card got abandoned. And then you can set up a rule that says if the cart item is X and you can specify that item, you know, then create a coupon code. And that coupon code, of course, gets created in WooCommerce, but here you can fetch it and you can even personalize it. First name, save 10 or whatever, like first name, nice. You know, here you go. Something like that. And then you craft an email. So the next action is send email. In the email, you can use that coupon code, the personalized coupon code. And of course, when you created the coupon code or when you were personalizing it, you also have the option to set an expiry to that coupon code. So you can get really, really targeted. You know, you can even do it based on the cart value. So if their cart value is over, let's say $50, you know, and then you want to offer them 10% off, or if their cart value is maybe over $100, you want to offer them like 20% off. So you can actually do like set all those conditions and do all of that, because the idea is not to just offer like blind coupon codes, because that's not what you're doing. Then people kind of rig the system. You want to be able to personalize the experience and have a strategy behind it. So yeah, so that you're maximizing your profits at the same time.
So I have to say, I'm getting excited. I'm trying to stay level on here, but you're starting to talk about segmentation early in the process, which I love. And we're going to just keep piecing the system together because I don't want our listeners to miss it. So the beginning of the journey, we start with a coupon code. And this is probably the most general that you're ever going to be in your marketing. And the goal is for them to use the coupon code to get something in the cart. Now that they have something in the cart, and let's not bypass, don't just rely on sending the coupon code. Make sure that you have some nurture just in case that they don't take action on that first email, that, you know, they've got additional chances. Now, once they add an item or items to the cart, now we can activate segmentation, because you are now different from everybody else that's just kind of browsing, looking around. You've shown interest in a product or two. So now, based on the capabilities of your software, now what I can do is say, hey, you were going to buy product A and B. They abandoned it. Here's an offer. We'll just say offer for now. It could be anything based on the contents or the value of the cart. So no longer is it just this global, hey, 50% off, 20% off, 5% off. It's very individualized to what experience they have per their cart items. Right?
Yes.
Right. So when you do that, I would imagine you see higher conversions of abandoned carts.
Yes, of course. The recovery rates are way better. And especially like when you kind of don't stop at one email. So our users are seeing tremendous cart recovery rates when they are sending about three emails. Like three emails are working like wonders, you know, collectively. And also like, obviously, so if they made the purchase because of the first email, the second email will automatically not go. So it's a smart system. You know, you create your automation with three emails, but if the purchase gets made at any step, the next email will not go. So, and it's all like built in. You know, you don't need a separate module for it. You don't need any deep data integration, none of that. Like, it's all very built in because it communicates very deeply with WooCommerce. You know, we're able to do that. You know, that's the only reason, because the Autonomy really understands WooCommerce very, very deeply.
Yeah, it's talking to WooCommerce, it's passing to WooCommerce what it needs, and it's retrieving from WooCommerce to give you the capabilities to send emails, create those expiring coupon codes, And a lot else. Tell me, let's pause for a second here. And I want to shine the spotlight on Adonami real quick. What are some of the main features that Adonami adds to WooCommerce in the realm of automation that have been the most widely received and responsible for a lot of the success of your users?
Sure. So to start with contacts, you know, if you look at the contacts in any of the other CRMs, you would not get those that like such deep insights about every contact. So here, not only, you know, can you see their average order value, the last products they purchased, you know, the number of orders they placed, the total revenue you've generated from them, but also what funnels they entered, you know, what funnels they interacted with, you know, what sort of, what was their whole journey like? You know, it just puts everything out in front of you for you to sort of, you know, connect the dots and really see that contact, get complete 360 degree view about that person. You can even, you know, send them a message, and if there's something that, you know, maybe there is, you want to just speak to them directly, you can just send a message from there itself, from the contacts tab. That's one. Then when it comes to broadcast, again, the kind of segmentation possibilities that exist here, like you can reach out to people based on, you know, the fact whether their average order value was over, let's say, $300 or, you know, below $300 and so on. So you can reach out to them based on, you know, where they are, like you can create those sort of cohorts or segments. And reach out to those people based on the items they purchased. So everybody who, let's say, purchased a ring light, you know, you put them together in one cohort, and then maybe you want to reach out to them with some educational email or something. You can just, you know, say, okay, this is how you set up a ring light, or, you know, here we've got a new a stand for ring light or whatever, cover that protects your ring light. So, you know, especially for people who have bought this ring light before from you. So you could reach out to them. So segmentation possibilities, again, those are huge, and, you know, they are completely game changing. Then in terms of automation, like you said, some of the most popular automation that our people are using are abandoned car automation, rule-based abandoned car automation. Like I said, you know, these are not general abandoned car emails, but based on their cart value, based on their car items and all of that. Then there is post-purchase follow-up. So, you know, if you bought a certain thing and you need to be educated about that product, then, you know, you can set an automation which kind of goes like, okay, so the event is an order was created, and then, you know, and then you can set a rule. If the item in the order was, let's say, an electric brush, then, you know, we kind of then send email based on, let's say, you have an education email particularly for that item. So you can do that. So that's a post-purchase follow-up, or you have an upsell to make, or a cross-sell or something to recommend. You know, so your email is very aware. When you are then writing an email, then you're very, very aware of who you are reaching out to, and, you know, of why, of your language. You can tweak your language, because, again, this is not a, you know, it's not a massy email or something, and it's a very, very specific email being sent out to a specific audience. So that's what you could do. So post-purchase is a big one over there. Then there's also win-back. Win-back is the group of people who have, you know, who were active, but they haven't made a purchase in the last, and you can define that time period, 3 months, 6 months. So, you know, in the last 3 months, they haven't made a purchase. So you can reach out to that specific group and tell them, you know, ask them what's happening, where have you been, you know, and kind of maybe give them an offer. Just say that, you know, here, we've been waiting for you, and, you know, you'll see we've launched some new products. You'd love them. Here's your coupon code. So just a specific, you know, win back campaign. So those are the kind of things which, you know, which are really clicking, and which people are loving. So, yeah.
Yeah, and it makes sense. I teach people all the time, digital marketers specifically, that events create segments. And in e-commerce, there's two main events that are always taking place. There's cart events, and then there's email events. You know, and every time that event happens, segments are created. Did they open the email? Did they not? Did they click the email? Did they add the item to the cart? Did they abandon? Did they check out? And once you start to realize, though those are two main events, there's so many cases that come out of combos. Oh, they opened this, didn't click this, but purchased this. To do this manually and keep up with these segments, it's impossible. So when you have a system that can do that type of intelligence for you and say, hey, grab the people who have clicked an email in the last 30 days and purchased this toothbrush, right? Or haven't purchased this toothbrush, you know, and now you can start to craft. If you have to sit down, what I love about automation is that it will help you get the best usage out of your time. If I sit down and have an hour to write three emails, I can go into the system and see if I'm going to write three emails, which segment has the highest probability of actually converting from those emails instead of just sitting down blindly writing, hey, buy this, buy now, you know.
You want to attack the area which will have the most impact. That's the whole point. So, yes,
absolutely. So thank you for that. I just want people to understand WooCommerce itself just does your basic add to cart, checkout, and maybe deliver a invoice email. When you couple it with your platform, you add landing pages and customized checkout pages, order bumps, and all of those things to increase the conversion of your checkout. But then with Autonomy, you now have the ability to market to these segments in a dynamic, personalized way. So at this point, we're talking about the basic system all e-commerce users need. You have the coupon. The coupon can be delivered, the broad coupon, when someone comes to your website, exit intent, time pop-up, whatever the case may be, or some other freebie that you mentioned to get them to nurture them, get them to add a product to the cart. Once they're in the cart, now we've got our first piece of segmentation where we can send them messaging or offers based on what was in their cart and that they abandoned. Now that's been effective. You said 2 to 3 emails for the abandoned cart has been working really well. They say, wow, this is really good. I really need that toothbrush. I really need that ring light. They make the purchase. Most people, and you alluded to this in the very beginning, most people are like, yes, game over. I finally have a customer. But what you're saying is that's actually the beginning. Absolutely. So now you talked about that product onboarding series. After they've purchased the ring light, let's stick with the ring light. They purchased the ring light, gone through the sequence that shows them how to use the ring light. What are some other things that e-commerce users need to be doing to increase the value of that customer?
So, just before that, I just want to quickly say that, Autonomy integrates with all the popular WordPress form builder plugins like WP Forms, Elementor Forms, Gravity Forms, Ninja Forms. So, which basically means that, you know, when you build your form, we have a user who sells skincare products and he's got a small store, but we're really proud of him as a company because he's doing really well, and he's really scaled up his automations with Autonomy. And, an interesting thing that, he kind of does is that he's got this form where he asks them, like, what is your number one skincare trouble? And then, there are like 3-4 options and then they choose from it, like it's acne or it's pigmentation or whatever. And they choose it and then, they kind of submit it. And now he has their name, their email, and the number one thing that's bothering them. So then he reaches out to them with an email saying, well, here is your cure to pigmentation, or this is how you get rid of the acne issue. So, it's really, really targeted. And he gets like crazy conversion rate on that one hack alone. Yeah. So that's one thing that, I wanted to say. And that also, what he was saying is that really helps build that trust, because people want to come back to his store again and again, because, they feel that this store gets me, this business gets me. So that really is important. Like, that really sets you apart from every other store owner out there who's also selling skincare products. And that's what you need. So
I'm so glad you called that out, Tavleen, because now what we can do is revisit the system that we've been talking about. And this is a strong alternative to an entry point coupon, is to have some form of entry point questionnaire or quiz, right? A form that they can fill out. Yeah.
Yes.
And give you information so you can start the segmentation earlier.
Yeah. I mean, imagine, like, you are, you are not, you've not created a Facebook ad that says buy this thing which cures, all acne problems, but you have a Facebook ad that says, hey, listen, what is it that's really bothering you? Fill up, take a short quiz and we will tell you exactly what you need. That's what your ad is saying. And then, then the user who's never heard of your store's name kind of feels intrigued and wants to find out, okay, what do you have to offer? Let's look at it. All right. And that's instant gratification. And then you sort of take the relationship over on the email, because which is where the sale really happens. The Facebook ad just kind of pulls people in, but the sale really happens from email. So that is, I think I could not really elaborate, but that's one opportunity that I feel that e-commerce store owners are really missing out on. It's too much of buy from me. It just needs to kind of get conversational. So that will be really big that'll be really a game changer for e-commerce store owners who adopt that system.
Love it. Love it. All right. So great. We're post-purchase. We've got the follow-up going. Maybe there's other products that are related. Maybe there's not. What are some of the ways that you've seen either store owners get people to come back and buy the same product? Whether it's a subscription or just, timely emails. Hey, it's time for a refill. Or cross sell other products?
Yes. So of course you can do that over, you can do that over email. So again, you can have that automation. So there's a product X, which, or maybe there's a cream or something, which that after 30 days, people need the replenishment, or there's a supplement pack, which that people need a replenishment after 30 days. So again, you can set up that simple automation that, wait for 30 days. You can set that wait period. And after that, you can send a series of two or three emails saying that, you bought it from us and it's probably about to finish, or, we don't want you to be sort of left stranded when it's over. So we're reminding you very timely that this is your time to go ahead and get it. So that's what one thing that one could do. And you talked about increasing the value of the purchase. You talked about increasing the order value. So for that, one can use order bump and one-click upsells, which are your post-purchase upsells. So that is one really solid way to increase the average order value of a store, because what you're then doing is, something as simple as somebody is buying a pair of socks and you just want to increase their average order value. So an order bump could be like another pair of socks at 50% off or at 10% off or something. I mean, something which is lucrative. There could be a cross sell. One thing that really is sticking in the e-commerce space right now is, are those BOGO offers, buy one, get one free. Buy one and get another one at a 50% off or at a discount. So that kind of really works because they've already chosen what they want. They've already browsed and they've chosen what they want. And now you're making a very relevant cross-sell offer, something that really perfectly complements their purchase. So an order bump is an element on the checkout page that one, when a user just checks the box, it gets added to their order or to their cart, and then they can complete the purchase. Post-purchase upsells, on the other hand, are after the purchase is complete. So after the payment has been deducted, the card gets tokenized, and that's when we make them like a series of offers, upsell, downsell offers, and they can accept whatever they want and move along. So again, here also, this is all rule-based. You do it based on what they bought, what their order total was, and so on. Like you again, you don't have to do it blindly, because again, for e-commerce stores, one-click upsells can't be done blindly because they tend to have a lot of product. So you could again do it based on their order, based on the items in their order, and you could take it from there. So that's really solid strategy to increase their average order value.
I got it. Appreciate that. And I guess the big takeaway that I'm hearing is that you need a system. If you're an e-commerce store owner, you need a system that's tracking the activity from products added to the cart, products abandoned, and products purchased. And this system needs to be able to provide this information to you in a way that you can create segments and market to them, market the right product. Market the right products to them. Tell me this. I know it's in the past when I've helped e-commerce owners, one of the big pieces that we've done is when someone stops engaging with an email or hasn't purchased in a while. Are those things that we could easily see in an Autonomy when it comes to creating a segment and say, hey, somebody who hasn't opened an email in 30 days, hasn't made a purchase in 60 days, are those segments that are, or I should say segmenting criteria that you would have access to?
Yeah, so we have something called engagement. That's a way of segmentation. And you can check their engagement, what their last when did they last open, when did they last click. So you can actually reach out to them based on that as well. So if they've not opened your email in the last 40 days or something, you can reach out to them. Their last order place date, even based on that, they did not place an order in the last 50 days or whatever. So you can reach out to them based on that. So that's the engagement segment that we have for you to sort of reach out to your customers based on.
Great. I've got probably an abnormal question for you here. Given the capabilities of Autonomy and the WooFunnels platform in general, have you had people actually use your platform that don't use WooCommerce, but use it for the funnels and selling products? And more so maybe they're not as big. Let me say it like this. I don't want to say not selling products, but not selling physical products. Do you have users in your community that use WooFunnels and Autonomy to sell, let's say, a course or some form of digital asset?
So I just like to say here that WooCommerce, so our plugins are built on, like, are for WooCommerce. Like you, so having, using WooCommerce is a prerequisite. Like you need to use WooCommerce that's the transaction engine. That's how you collect your payments, like on top of WordPress. We have customers who don't just sell physical products, but they also sell, courses. And there's also this new breed which is emerging, which sells physical products as well as courses. And this is my favorite. Like, I love it. So we have, we have a user who runs a cooking. She teaches traditional cooking. She teaches people how to cook traditional meals and all of that. And it's so interesting. Like, she's got like courses on it, short courses. She's got a membership site that you can access. And, she kind of has a complete repository, like lots of videos where she teaches all of that, and you can access it at a $7 monthly kind of a thing, or something. Like, she has some cost there. And then she also sells physical products, which are like, branded t-shirts and aprons. Aprons for kids, some books, physical books, and all of that. So there's everything. Like, there's course, there's membership, there's physical products, and that's their way to maximize their revenue, because it's the same people who are buying, all of that. So you're creating more opportunities to sell, actually, and that's where it really gets interesting. So yes, we do have course creators, and I think that even course creators can use automations like brilliantly. And you know, if you're using LaunchDash, which is an LMS built on top of WordPress, if you're using that plugin, you know, there's so much that you can do, right from offering a free course on LaunchDash. Like, you know, so let's say you fill out a form and you know, you give your name and email and you sign up for my free course on how to increase your freelancing rates. You know, let's say that's my free course. And you kind of sign up and I can auto enroll you into my LaunchDash course. You know, so there's an automation that I can set up that if Chris is, you know, he's filled up this form and he wants to enroll in my free course and I need to make him a WordPress user, then I need to enroll him in my free course and you can consume that content. And once that course is over, like, so again, the next event is that course is completed, then I can send you a series of emails to pitch my paid product, you know, to pitch my paid course. And again, like all of this is happening while I'm you know, as a course creator, I'm just sitting and relaxing and all of this is happening because I've just set up the system once. So that's something which, you know, which course creators can do. The course creators can also offer a coupon code, you know, for their paid product. That since you've completed our free course and, you know, this is what you qualify for a discount on my paid program and at a very special price, I want to offer you my paid product. And, you know, you kind of give them a link and let them buy. So that completes their whole journey. You start from a free course. They learn about you as a creator. They learn about your education style. You know, they get it. You know, if they like it, they go ahead and invest in you, in your paid product. And if they don't like it, that's okay too, because you don't even want angry customers. So that's fine. Like you have not, you know, you've not duped anyone. You have kind of created a really nice system where people, you know, kind of are just going from one step to the next. So that could be a great way to go about it as well.
Yeah. And I think the key here is that with WooCommerce as the engine, whatever WooCommerce integrates with can now be powered and supplemented with Autonomy, right? And because LearnDash and WooCommerce can integrate, Autonomy can integrate with WooCommerce, you get this marketing automation experience all within WooCommerce based on what your platform is providing in terms of landing page. Maybe you want to create a custom landing page for that free course. When they check out, they're created as a user, get their login credentials and everything. So, wow. So I know it was a lot. Hopefully it didn't overwhelm you all. The goal here was to expose you to these software solutions that are out here, because a lot of people, they don't know how to look with the technical eye. A lot of people maybe would never be able to have a conversation with you, you know, to learn more about your platform. So thank you for coming on and giving our listeners that opportunity. Tavleen, if people want to find out more about WooFunnels or Autonomy, where should they go?
Oh, yeah. So buildwoofunnels.com, that's the website. You know, you can go on that, and under the products, we've got the Funnel Builder, which helps you create your sales funnels right from your opt-in page to sales page, checkout, order bump, one-click upsells, thank you page, the entire funnel. So that's our Funnel Builder. And then there is Autonomy, which is our WordPress marketing automation engine, which is where you can use this tool to create your automated campaigns, send your broadcast campaigns to different segments, and do it via email and SMS. So we also integrate with Twilio SMS service, so you can even reach out to people where they are, you know, on whatever device they prefer. So even SMS is there. So that's where. So check out buildwoofunnels.com. Also, I have a lot of videos on YouTube. YouTube, Bilbo Funnels. So that is where you find a lot of tutorials on abandoned cart automation, post-purchase follow-up, win-back campaigns, then this form automation that I was talking about. So all of that. So we've got lots of helpful videos there.
Great. That's buildwoofunnels.com. And at the time of recording, it looks like you all just launched a new funnel builder, Funnel Builder 2.0, I see on the website. So constant development. We love to see that from founders to make sure that they're not just putting software out there and saying, hey, this is what you get. always improving, always responding. So thank you so much again, Tavleen, for jumping on and giving our listeners more insight about your platform. And hopefully it is a solution that they've been looking for, and now they can go utilize it and see their sales increasing as well as their marketing efficiency.
Yes, it was pleasure. I really thoroughly enjoyed it. I was a bit nervous in the beginning, but then I was really, because I could see that you were so excited about it. So I was like, all right, this is exciting. So yes, I'm so happy that, you know, we could talk, and I really hope that people do get value out of it.
Yes. If you are a WooCommerce user, I highly recommend at a minimum going to buildwoofunnels.com, get started, and just try it out. Try it out. You've heard Tavleen. I've tried to ask the questions that would help expose the features and the capabilities that perhaps you've been looking for and struggling with. So it doesn't hurt to give it a try. I'm pretty sure your support is responsive. It sounds like there's a lot of satisfied users. So again, Tavleen, thank you so much for coming on and letting us know more about your software. All of the show notes will have the links and everything that you mentioned in order for them to get access. So appreciate it. And I'll see you online, Tavleen.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Pleasure.
All right.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the All Systems Go podcast. If you enjoyed it, make sure that you're subscribed. At the time of recording, the All Systems Go podcast is free to subscribe to, and it can be found in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes are released every Thursday, so make sure you're subscribed so that you don't miss out. And while you're at it, please leave us a 5-star rating and review to show some love, but also to help future listeners more easily find the podcast so they can experience the value and goodness as well. We've compiled all resources mentioned on the podcast, as well as other resources that are extremely valuable and effective at helping you grow your marketing automation skills quickly. And you can access them all at allsystemsgopodcast.com. Thanks again for listening. And until next time, I see you online. Automate responsibly, my friends.